Hello, YouTube. Welcome to the Kinda Cool Podcast. Megan, do the intro.
I don't know the intro.
You just say, hi, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello and welcome to the podcast. I am Megan.
And I am Jamin.
Hello.
We do a show. Megan is back, as you can see. Last week we had a guest, right? Or were you back last week, too?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We did the 1,000-pound sister episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, back to normal. We're moving.
We are moving, and it's so exciting. We close in 4 days. 4 days. And that is exciting. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. And we're going to slowly start moving in because we have to pay one more month on our rent anyway. So we're going to just take our time, kind of not rush. Because every time I've moved, it's been like a big rush. I mean, we want to get moved in as soon as we can, but we've technically got the entire month of March to do it. Because we've paid rent for the entire month of March. We gonna try and get her done, though. Because we want to be in our own home that's ours. That's so fun. I'm so excited.
Yep, I'm excited, too. It's going to be cool. Hopefully, we can get moved in there earlier than that. We don't need the whole month. If we can just pay half a month's rent, that would be nice.
I hope so. But our landlord's a shady guy. And I don't think he'll be cool with that. But I really think that we can be moved in by March 10th.
Yes, I hope so. Anyways, I hope so.
I think so because we've got 3 days of February and then 10 days of March. That's 13 days. Granted, most of them are days of the week.
Yep, so we have weekends to do.
Yeah. And, I mean, we can move, like, piddly stuff on.
Piddly diddly.
I think every day we might take some piddly stuff that's a school day. So that way we can get some stuff out, you know. But all the big stuff is going to have to be a weekend thing. I don't know. I'm not ready to move. I mean, I wish I could skip the whole moving part.
Hire movers.
Yeah, I wish.
You got $600 more from the government. Use that.
I did, yes.
And how much? You looked it up, didn't you? I remember you saying.
Excuse me. Well, there's a big price range. Like, some of them said, it can be anywhere from $299 to $15,000.
$15,000?
I don't know.
That's like for a mansion. Somebody's moving
well,
their whole...
it was talking about like moving cross-country and a lot of shit. I understand right. That we're not moving cross-country.
We're moving down the streets.
And I mean, I think that it would be interesting to look at, but I don't know how to get a quote, and I don't want to like commit to it, and then it be... Mm-hmm. $10,000, I don't know, $1,000.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, I mean, I'd be willing to pay some for it because I hate moving.
Right.
But I wouldn't be willing to pay more than like $300, and I think that it would be more than that.
Right.
Because we've got a lot of shit.
Well,
granted, we're not moving very far.
I'm off tomorrow. I'll look at it and see.
Okay. I mean, I feel like they would have to come over here and look.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We
because we really don't have that much stuff. I mean, we have a couch.
Yeah, but
beds.
They would probably have to take apart our beds. And
No. They. I mean, these are professionals we're talking about. They're gonna have big trucks. And they just load all of it in a truck.
Mm. You think they could even move the trampoline?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I bet. But that we have family to help with some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that whenever we get closer to, whenever we're actually starting to figure out dates of when we're going to move stuff, because I want to make sure that we get the closing and everything goes smooth first before we start trying to set up people helping us. So, We'll have some help that that we can get the stuff moved, and it won't be, you know, we can. I mean, I'd rather save money and just do it ourselves, unless you're just paying for it. But I'd, like, if you're like, yeah, I'll pay, then I'm like, all right, fine. But I don't want to help. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Pay.
Well, I mean,
I'd rather not.
We're going to move it ourselves because.
Yeah. I'd rather save $150 and do it myself than.
Me too, especially if we're going to recruit your dad and your brother. And
I hope you guys are listening.
Yeah. Dads, brothers, come on. The thing about me, though, I don't have any family that's even remotely close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most of my family is just over an hour away, and I don't want, and none of them have trucks. So.
Boo. But
the only one that has a truck is my pawpaw, and he's even longer than an hour away. He's like an hour and 20 minutes away. And he's very old. It's like he's in his 70s, I think.
You got that old man strength, though.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
No.
Oh. Well, it's... there's a cool, funny thing in anime where... all the old-ass men are, like, super strong. You know, really? Like, I mean, like, Master Roshi, and right now in One Piece, there's Gonfall. All these old people that, you know.
I always thought his name was Godfather.
Godfather? No, Gonfall.
Yeah.
That's what they say, anyways.
Don't know why in the I English got that.
Dub. Yeah. It's just a thing. Like, there's always, like in anime, 40- or 50-year-olds are, like, that's like their prime for like fighting strength in anime instead of like when they're like 30 or 20 or whatever. Like, especially in One Piece, all the older admirals and shit are like, I mean, they're admirals and they're like all 40 or 45 and they're like super strong old guys. It's weird, but get some old man strength, baby.
Well, my papa does not have old man strength.
He's not a, what, you're telling me your grandpa is not a Japanese anime character?
I'm telling you, he's tried hard.
He tried his hardest to become an anime character.
They wouldn't take him.
Me too.
But, yeah, I think it's worth it to move ourselves instead and, like, save the money. Although, I do not want to.
Yeah, that me either. And this is why I've been gone to, or this week I haven't uploaded a main channel video. Like, one of my projects where I make a video that's not... you know, one of the weekly uploads, the podcast, the vlog, commentary track. I missed this whole week of having an upload for original video just because I've been worried about getting all the stuff from moving done. And I've been a little bit like creatively bankrupt, to be honest. Like, I feel this week I just wanted to hang out, spend time with Megan. Aww. And... that's more of what I was feeling. And it's been okay. One thing I'm
only
not...
only okay? Damn.
No. I mean, like, it's been good. It's been a good week. But it's made me a little sad that I couldn't get much work done. I just, whatever I'm working on right now, I'm not super happy with. You know, it's one of those times where you're like, you're trying, but what I'm looking at, what I'm working on, I don't think is that good or that funny. So I don't have the motivation to really finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I have other ideas that I want to do, but I just need the time to do them. And it's like the right time for them. Like, I have two ideas that hopefully you'll see, one next week, or one this upcoming week. But what I'm prepping is for... the week after next is going to be just an all moving vlog week.
Yeah.
So I won't have any uploads. There'll be lots of vlogs. There won't be a commentary or a podcast. I think we're just going to take that week off, get everything moved, and we'll have a bunch of vlog videos for all of YouTube to see of like all of our moving progress and process and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, we need to, once we get closed on Thursday, We need to get the internet switched fast. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to find the right time to do it, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't want to be without internet.
Me neither.
Because everything I do revolves around internet.
Mm-hmm. I have internet on my phone.
Yeah, me
but too. I don't have unlimited. Megan has unlimited.
Megan do have unlimited.
So I need the Wi-Fi.
Jamin doesn't believe in getting the unlimited and paying like $5 more. It's $5.
No, it's $20 more.
No, it is not.
Baby,
how much do you pay?
$40.
I pay $44.50 and I have unlimited.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God.
No, you lowered yours down.
I did because I did auto pay.
Mm-hmm. But you went down. You don't have unlimited anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Show me.
I don't know how.
Go to your AT&T Go account.
I don't have that.
Yeah, you do. That's how you auto pay. That's how you have to set it up. Go to your account.
Okay, well,
right now.
I haven't.
All it takes is your phone number and then your password.
Okay, well, later. I'm not going to do it on the vlog or
the podcast.
Yeah, but
I'm going to leave a comment in this video once it's posted that she is wrong.
Do you pay $44.50?
Yes.
Because
with taxes. Like my $45.
Fine. Fine. I don't have unlimited. I think that I probably went down when you brought internet to the house when mm-hmm. you moved in, because when I had unlimited,
it was $65, but auto pay was $55.
Yeah.
And then with the taxes, it was like $59.45.
But the reason I had to have unlimited back then is because I didn't have internet. And if I wanted to watch Netflix or anything, I had to use my phone as a hotspot. Or I just watched it on my phone. But most of the time, I put my phone as a hotspot and put it on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
That way I could have something to do, especially on those weeks I didn't have Peyton and I was just sitting there lonesome because I didn't have anybody to live with.
That was interesting times, huh?
Yes. It was a good time in my life. I know that I lived in a really, really insanely crappy apartment that had rat roaches. My rats and roaches mated with each other, and also I had spider crickets and a lot of slugs. So many slugs. Are you, like, doing?
Yeah, that house was a mess.
Yeah, but it was the first time I lived on my own, ever. And I think that I really... First of all, I learned how to be alone because I've pretty much, like, ever since I had my first boyfriend, I mean, I was single for a little bit, but I wasn't really single because I was, we'll just skip that, skip over that. Don't call me a hoe.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I was getting fulfilled.
Ew, don't say it like that. That's worse than whatever else you was going to say.
I was hoeing around for a little bit, like a year and a half of hoeing. And, I mean, I was single, but, I mean, I had a lot of companionship. anyway. So really it was like the first time that I was on my own. I mean, I know I talked to you, but,
I didn't stay there every night.
Yeah. You did not stay there very often. Like
I would come down and stay like 2 days.
Yeah. Because it was 2 days, but 2 days every other week.
Yeah.
So
it's back when I had 3 days off.
Yeah, it was like 4 days a month. And then the rest of the time I was just by myself. And it was a good time for me. But how did I get on this tangent?
We're talking about our house and stuff like that.
Mm. Well, I'm super excited to move in with you. Well, we already live together, but super excited to have our own house together that we own.
Yeah, I can't wait to show everybody and have parties and stuff like that. And put all kinds of cool shit all over the place.
Yes, I am.
That's the only thing I miss from those times of like living by myself, because I lived by myself for a long time.
Yeah, everyone, lots of years.
Yeah, I was a very, I wouldn't say I was a very lonely person, because I never felt lonely. Sometimes I did, but I liked the having my own space, the quiet, you know, stuff like that. It's fine for me. I was totally fine living that way, you know. I don't know, but I'm ready to. One thing that I miss is having like my own space. And so when we have this new house, I'll have my own room where my recording stuff's going to go in, the studio room. Mm. And it's going to be my own space. And I can put whatever in there and do it how I want to do it. And which not to say that I can't do that now. Because, I mean, my stuff is in the living room. Yeah, and Megan really had...
Your stuff is everywhere.
Yeah, Megan really had no say in it. I mean, of course, we talked about it and everything, but it was kind of like, well, where else is it going to go, you know? She couldn't just say, and put it in your room.
Also, I don't have a whole lot of shit myself. I have a lot of clothing. So much. I'm taking up like 3 closets right now.
Yeah, literally everything in the living room...
is yours.
Besides this coffee table and the couch we split is my stuff, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I think her pictures. I think the clock is mine.
Cool. I remember that was my idea to buy the clock.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you remember that? Because I was like, even though it's so small. Yeah.
Never mind. Clock's not mine. I've got some pictures in the living room, and that's it.
Do you have a coffee table?
And a coffee table. So
I let you have that candle too.
No, I didn't buy that one, but I did. I did buy 2 of the candles in this house. So I got 2 candles.
Heck yeah!
And actually,
candle gang, what up?
One was a present. I got one for Christmas.
Counts as ownership.
Yes. So I don't really have a lot of shit, honestly.
Right. Very, Megan,
I'm a plain Jane person.
Yeah. It's not very, like, a lot of girls are, like, super decorative and stuff like that, but you just don't seem like you care to spend money on that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think with our house that we buy, I probably will more.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, I really don't want a lot of stuff because I don't want to move a lot of stuff.
Right. But now we'll be in a spot.
But now we're going to be in a house that we own.
And we're stuck there.
And we're stuck there. We're going to be there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if
gosh, I hope we like it there.
Yeah, me too.
Buying a house is so weird. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, it sucks. I really think that I've got something weird going on in my throat. I really think if we move again, it'll be once or twice in the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I mean, it's worth it to get more stuff. But living in these rental houses, most of the time I live there for like a year and then I move. And so I don't want a bunch of crap because I'm going to have to move it all.
Right.
But we're going to live there for a really long time.
Yep.
So it's worth it to buy the shit. But also, I've been, you know, extremely poor since I've lived on my own. Like, extremely. Like,
right.
The go negative in your bank account kind of poor.
Fighting to survive,
you know. So, I did not have money to spend on that type of stuff either. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff that I had in my old house was just given to me. All of my pots and pans. Given to me.
Yeah.
Like, all of my dishware was given to me. My couch was given to me. The coffee table, I think, was given to me. Mm-hmm. Not sure. My TV was given to me.
Really?
Actually, no.
The Hisense?
The one in Peyton's room? Actually, it was... I bought that for her when I lived with Wyatt. When we lived together, we got it for her for Christmas one year or her birthday, one of the two. And then when I moved out, I took that one because it was hers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just asked her if we could have it in the living room for a while until we were able to get another TV. And of course, she was fine with that. Mm. And then when I think the next TV was yours, and then I moved it back to her. Maybe.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I didn't have money to spend on that type of stuff. I just, my bed was my bed that I had in high school, I think. No.
You bought a bed.
I bought a bed, but it was like super cheap because it was from somebody Charlotte knew.
Mm-hmm.
I think I paid like $20 for the bed.
Fun fact about that bed, me and Megan destroyed it, basically. We broke the bed like crazy.
Yeah, it was real bad, but it was like an old bed, and
we had to prop it up on one on a cinder block. One of the legs was already just very broken, destroyed. And you know, we would do our thing in the bed, and that bed just every
demolished.
Every time we did it, something broke. Pretty much, right?
Yeah, a lot.
It was bad.
And then we ended up chunking it.
I always had to fix that shit, too. Like, I had to go under there and, like, mess with the...
Well, I think, like, we finally just chunked it and used, like, the railing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't sleep on it too long before... And we did that until you moved in. And then when you moved in, we chunked my bed and used yours.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and then we even chunked my... framing bed whenever we left, huh?
Yeah, when we left, we got our now king-sized bed.
Right. Which I guess we should have probably kept that railing, but it sucked too.
Yeah, it was old.
Yeah, it would be, it's better just yeah. to, it was and only like a 30, it's only like $39 to buy one of those.
Yeah, and that's our plan for our guest room is to just get those, that cheap little railing, $40, because I'm going to have to spend a lot of money on the box spring and mattress, so I don't want...
I saw someone selling a box spring and mattress for queen size, $75. It was like in a... Mm-hmm. It was one of those storage sales or whatever. Like, they were like... I saw pictures of them that says, like, new, queen and king size.
Slept on it?
Well, I mean, they looked... You know, they looked fine to me. I was like, wow, these look actually pretty nice. For $75 for both of these?
Yeah.
And then if, you know, you put sheets over them, so it's like, as long as the bed is not bad.
What if they have bed bugs, though? Because you can't see that shit.
Well, that's why you put it into a giant container. Then you nuke it with sunlight or whatever, UV rays, and burn all of the bad stuff off.
Hmm.
Because that is easy to do.
Honestly... I would maybe buy a used one from, like, somebody I know, and I know that it's clean. Like, I would buy a used one from Hannah or Serena or Jenna.
Right.
But I think that those are the only people.
What about somebody that they know?
No.
Like their cousin or something?
No.
And they said, oh, my cousin's great. They're very nice, clean people.
It would have to be one of those three, I think.
What about someone in my family?
Maybe your meemaw.
What about my brother, sister, or somebody?
No.
Why?
Just because. I can't.
Well, no. Fine. It's for your guest room anyway, so I'm not helping now.
Baby. I mean, I didn't ask for you to help. You. You, bitch.
Your plus sound is whack.
Weak.
Weak and whack.
Yeah. But I plan to just get the railings for that. But
I can't wait to see how good your guest room looks, baby, in a year. You're going to make all the design choices in there.
Well,
I love how that my room is the studio and I'm going to have all this nerd shit, computer stuff. And Megan's, she's super excited and happy about a guest room. It's her, like, that's her thing. Like,
but
yes, I'm so happy.
I'm excited. I'm going to use that sunroom, I think, as my own. I kind of want to get like a table or something.
We didn't talk about this.
Sorry, I've had the idea.
How can you have three rooms? Because I was already letting you have the bedroom. Because I was like, yeah, you can do whatever you want in the bedroom.
Listen, it's only going to be for distance learning. I think that it would be a great spot for me to put up a little desk and record
myself. You can have this computer desk.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a new gamer desk.
I need to
fart.
No.
I heard it, I think.
No.
Put the mic down there and let it blast.
No. Yeah, that would be great. And then
we heard you. I heard you sniff, like trying to smell it. I hope that I can have that pick up on the mic.
And then I'll just get me a little chair. I'll probably have to get a stable chair. I hate those computer rolly chairs.
Right. You could use we get you a. They sell these chairs. You get one from Walmart.
What chairs?
Oh, you want a wooden chair? Like one of the table chairs?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what I want.
You can get one of those that...
I just feel like yours rolls way too easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a comfortable chair like that really bad, but it rolls so much. And
well,
so
put
easy.
Down a... Well, we'll put down like a mat or something in there where the chair goes so it won't roll.
Mm, that might work.
Yeah, like a carpet rug. Put a rug in there and it won't roll as easy on the rug than it will on the tile or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I can probably do that because I don't really like sitting in wooden chairs, but I hate the roll thing.
Where you're like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, because I move a lot. I mean, I'm a mover.
Right. You can't sit still. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. Don't like that.
Mm-hmm. What else you want to talk about, baby? Do you have anything else that you want to talk about today?
Tomorrow is my first day back to school.
anytime I ask you about what you want to talk about, it's always about school.
I'm sorry. That's my whole life. That's all I do.
I'm always thinking, like, maybe she's heard something or she's going to bring up something.
I have something else.
Okay.
We
could talk about school. I'm just saying it's funny that.
Well, that's there's the school is my whole life.
Right.
But I'm going to say what I was going to say. I'm nervous about going to school tomorrow because I've been on either distance learning or snow days for 12 days now.
Yeah, haven't been to the school.
That's a lot of days to not be at school. And the reason I didn't go up to the school to lesson plan is because I already had last week lesson planned, you know?
Right.
And I didn't get to do any of it, so I'm just going to move it over to this week. The only thing that's changing is the story. And honestly, I have no idea what the story is next week. No clue. But it'll be fine. I can look at it in the morning and then figure it out.
Right.
But I'm doing all the shit that I planned for last week. I used a lot of ink on that. And a lot of time.
Is it going to be outdated now?
A little. But I don't care. Because
is it not relevant anymore?
Well, last week we were learning about George Washington.
Great guy.
And so, like, all my reading centers and my intervention centers... not centers, but intervention work. It all revolves around George Washington.
Mm.
And this week we're not going to be learning about George Washington, but I am not going to skip it.
Right.
Because I printed off so much crap.
And you already read the book to him, right?
And yeah, I've already read the book.
So they still need to know more about George Washington.
So I'm doing it. I don't give a shit.
George Washington had to have been a fascinating guy. I want to watch like a real movie length documentary about George Washington's life and see exactly everything this dude did. Like, he was a war hero. Like, how smart was this guy really? Did he really look that goofy? Because the way he's painted, he looks like a freaking idiot.
Did you know that most people think he wore a wig, but he did not. He powdered his hair that white color.
Oh.
He never wore a wig.
That's so weird.
The wooden teeth thing, though, is true.
Right. Because
I think that was true, but it's true.
Well, yeah. I mean,
also,
back then they didn't
have
that.
Also, he did not chop down a cherry tree.
A what? A cherry tree?
A cherry tree.
What kind of tree was it?
He didn't chop down any trees. He didn't chop the tree down.
Oh, he must. He just must not tell lies. Did he say that? Mustn't tell lies.
Yeah.
That's Harry Potter I'm thinking of.
Yeesh.
Right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. I must not tell lies. Umbridge.
But isn't that what George Washington said, too? Harry Potter and George Washington the same person?
Guess so. He also fought Lord Voldemort.
Oh, little did you know. The British are coming. It's actually...
The British, the king of Britain, whoever it was.
It's Voldemort.
Was Voldemort in disguise. He just hadn't thought of the cool-ass name, Voldemort.
You know, I would love to see that. You know how they have Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter? What if they had George Washington, Wizard Slayer?
Oh, I'm getting really hungry. My belly's about to growl real big, just so you know.
Put the mic down there.
No.
Oh, Megan, that was loud.
That was not me. That was Jamin doing his... Stop. Stop. You're doing your mouth.
I'm doing my mouth. I'm going to do your mouth later. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. Shove it into my mouth.
Baby.
Thrust.
Okay, gross. We don't do that.
Okay.
This is a Christian podcast, and now you're messing it up. Okay. Now they know our secret. We're not married. We're not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff.
Who gives a shit? We're moving in together, and we're not married.
Which is the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't even have to get married. Fuck marriage. I've already done it once. That's all you need.
Yeah. So before we get too far away
from... Just kidding, by the way.
From George Washington... Can you imagine being back in that time period and fighting in a war, being like this, being the leader of the, like the general of this war, and fucking shooting people and stabbing people and like going on the, floating the Delaware and the freezing and then murdering a bunch of people in their sleep? Is that, like, that's the history of our country, is just like murder and killing.
Yeah,
we had to kill so many people so that we could be free.
Yeah, and then we fucked over the Native Americans, too.
Yeah, well, that was before the Revolutionary War, wasn't it?
I don't know.
They had the French and Indian War.
Failed history.
Like, well, and people make the argument that, well, fuck, the Indians was already raping and murdering each other before we got here. Ugh. Well, I mean, they were kind of, there was tribes and everything, but...
Yeah, but it's just like people nowadays, when Alfred comes and rapes Hermione.
What? But, well, okay. Like, and, but they still, like, there was the big tribe, the French and Indian War. There was a huge tribe of Indians that were big enough to, like, join forces with the French and fight and stuff like that. So there were big tribes, and they call them, there was the five civilized tribes that did the Trail of Tears, you know, the Choctaws and all that, which I am Choctaw Indian.
Not me. I'm a whitey. So sick of being white.
Yep. But at least you're a woman, so. A white woman, you know, you're kind of a minority. In the eyes of, like...
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Of conservatives. And far-right people. You're lesser. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Damn.
You know, I don't believe that. Very much.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh.
But the yeah, so there was civilized tribes and they fucked them over too. And that was horrible. Get out of our land. We want to have this land. You walk away or else you're dying. Okay. Mm. But we'll give you this land over here. It's fine, right?
Your land. This land.
Settle
is
this
my
land.
Land.
From the right. Oh wait, that's my land.
To the Gulf Stream waters. Oh, God. This land was made for you and me. That's what I'm getting at. I don't remember all the words, obviously, apparently.
It's just weird. It blows my mind to think about that how many years ago was that? 250 years ago, people were still, like, killing each other with swords. And that's how our nation was founded. Like, can you imagine that today? Like, if people just started fighting, like, armies of people with just swords, like, stabbing each other and shit? People don't think that's cool nowadays. Like, yeah. Whoa, they'd be like, that's so barbaric and that's crazy. But that's what our freaking people that founded this country did. Stabbed people with swords and
yep.
killed people in their sleep. I think that's what gets me the most, is like they didn't have any honor. They were just like, nope, you guys are dying.
And look who's sleeping.
For real. But I mean, they did what they had to do, right? That's the history of America, doing what you have to do. And then they made the Constitution and all this stuff. It's epic, dude. It's pretty fucking... Is it history fucking epic, Megan? I love history.
I failed history.
History and English are my favorite subjects.
When I was pregnant in high school, because, you know, I was pregnant in high school.
Oh.
I had a history set. Hey. I had only been with one person. The blowjobs don't count.
Press an X to doubt.
I had only had sex with one person.
Okay. That week that it happened.
Jamin.
I'm joking. All right, please. Go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, in my history class.
I'm gunked up.
It was seventh period. And by then, I was just fucking exhausted every single day.
I thought you were fucking exhausted. That's another guy you were doing.
Shut up. Every single day, I passed out in that class. And the teacher just decided, you know what?
Let the pregnant bitch sleep.
Let her sleep. But I tried so hard to stay awake. Because I was like, that is so rude to just fall asleep while somebody's teaching.
Yeah.
And I tried so hard to make myself stay awake, but I just couldn't. I was exhausted.
Yeah. And you're making yourself tired right now. Just talking about it and thinking about it.
And
I understand it, though.
And it didn't help that it was just like a lecture class. Like, we didn't do activities or anything. It was just straight lecturing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't help it. I was so tired.
Mr. Unsel's.
I knew I was going to have to go to Cherry Berry after and work. So it was actually Coach Murray.
Well, at least it was a coach's class. They don't give a shit anyways. But my English, my honors English class, Mr. Unsel, who is a pastor at the church my grandma goes to, I loved his class. He's a great teacher. And there was awesome lessons that he would give. But, you know, he couldn't always have just amazing, awesome lessons. And he had like this, he had this nice, soft voice. And this is where my ASMR first started kicking in, of like him, he's a great speaker as well. So he would just, his words would just flow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he would give the lesson. And if it was just an all speaking lesson or whatever, it would just lull me to sleep. And there were some days I couldn't stay awake in his class. Even if I wasn't tired, he would just put me to sleep.
I was in honors everything except history.
Mm.
That was the only one I couldn't do it.
Because you slept too much.
Probably. No.
I couldn't sleep in my coach history's class because he was a yeller, you know. He was up there ranting and raving, and there's no way that's putting me to sleep.
We called ours Coach Murray,
mm-hmm.
but he was not a coach of anything at our school.
Yeah, that's like Coach White. Remember the guy who lived here before us?
Oh, really?
He was a coach. He was a coach, and then he just stayed on as a science teacher.
Mm, yeah.
So
I don't know if
we
coach
still called
Murray...
him Coach White, even though he wasn't coaching there anymore. The same thing with our English teacher, Coach Ward. Coach Ward used to be the basketball coach, but he stopped being the basketball coach, and he was just English, sophomore English teacher. So he was still called Coach Ward, though. So
strange.
Instead of Mr. Ward, I guess your title carries, like, you know how people call presidents, even like President Obama. He was he's not president anymore, but he was a president. So
president.
No, yeah. There was somebody on Twitter today that said that. I saw like someone, like a left-wing person was like, ex-president Donald Trump. It's like, ex-president? aren't you supposed to say, it's like just disrespect for the sake of being disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know, you don't say like, you could say former president or former president Donald Trump or Donald Trump, but ex-president Donald Trump.
Kick him out.
It's funny. I was like, ah. I mean, it's the small little things that are like, Like, that's a pettiness level that is funny to me. Ex-President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Here comes the yawn of Megan. You want to do your little COVID shot rap for us real quick?
You want me to?
Yeah, do it live. Okay.
So, it goes like this. Circle, circle, dot, dot, I got my COVID shot, you think this booty's hot?
I think I'd rather not.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I'm joking. It just comes out so naturally. I was trying to do a beat, like, let me think of a beat that I could do. How does the circle, circle, dot, dot, instrumental go? Do you remember? Who sings that?
I just remember I heard it as a child.
Yeah.
My mom was bumping it. Just kidding.
What?
Yeah, she was. But
that was like on, I used to see that music video on Fuse. Fuse TV. Remember that?
No.
You don't remember Fuse?
No.
Oh, God. I'm only 3 years older than you.
Well.
We would have been in high school together, so I can't believe you didn't know about barely. Fuse. No, not barely.
Actually, we've concluded that we wouldn't have been in high school together because I went to T1.
And you're a freshman and I was a senior.
I started high school in 2011 and you said that you
graduated
in 2011, but I started in the year of 2011 and finished in 2012.
So, 2012?
Yes. Oh, yes, 2012. I started my freshman year of high school in 2011, finished my freshman year of high school in 2012, and you finished your senior year in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't have been in high school together.
So I'm fixing to be 29.
And I am 25, and so I'll be 26. But remember, you are only 3 years older than me, but I went to T1.
That's so crazy.
So I was 4 years behind you because I went to T1.
So if you didn't go to T1, what does that mean? If you would have been 5 years behind me?
No, if I didn't go to T1, then I would have only been 3 years behind you. But I went to T1 before I went to first grade.
Oh.
I had a whole entire year
so
of
you
extra
were actually,
school.
So you're actually older in your class.
Yeah, I was one of the oldest kids in my class because I went to T1.
And I was one of the older in my class, too, because I got held back in kindergarten.
The reason that I had to go to T1 is because they said I was emotionally unstable.
She was a crier at school.
I was a crier. I cried every day, but I cried every day until third grade. They probably should have had me in T1 and T2, but they didn't have that.
Like Terminator 1 and Terminator 2 with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's transitional first.
Did you know that back then, that's what it was called?
No, I just knew I went to T1.
First grade? But you did first grade twice? You never say that?
No, I did.
T1.
Well,
but no one knows what that is, besides, even though you just said
okay,
it.
Okay, but listen, it's not first grade. It's basically kindergarten again. You go back over the kindergarten skills, and then you do some first grade skills at the end. Like, but it's basically repeating kindergarten, but then you get some of those first grade skills. Then you still have to go to first grade the next year. So it's a grade in between kindergarten and first, and you have to go the entire year. And you do mostly kindergarten stuff again, and then some first grade stuff. And it's just to get you ready for kindergarten. But there were some dumbasses in there. Like, they were dumb, but I was smart. I was a smart kid, but I had no control over my emotions, and I just really wanted to stay home with my mama, because my mama was a stay-at-home mom at that point. Still, once Bubba got in school and got to, like, when Bubba hit first grade, that's when she started working.
Yeah, that's cool. I stayed back in kindergarten with another girl, well, with a girl. Are
you
sure?
Because if you stayed in kindergarten, if you did an extra year of kindergarten, then we should have only been 3 years apart.
Yeah, I did. It was because my birthday is in August. So it's right around that cutoff time for being old enough and not being old enough to go with the next class. So I was a little bit old for my class because they held me back in kindergarten.
Are you sure you didn't graduate in 2012?
Yes. Well, I mean, my class, I guess technically I was the class of 2011. So okay. What does that mean?
You graduated in 2011 at the end of the year. And then I started my freshman year in 2011. Hold on. 2011, 2012, 2013. 2013,
are you the class of 2014?
Okay, I lied. Well, I think I was the class of 2014, actually. So I started in 2010, and then I was in 2011. Okay, I would have been a freshman when you were a senior. Never mind.
You fucker.
Well, I really thought the reason that I thought I started high school in 2011, I mean, is because I had a picture that I saw on my time hop recently, and it was from 2011, and it was me in my freshman year FCS class. And so I just thought I started high school in 2011, but now I realize I was wearing a long sleeve t-shirt. So, and the picture was in January, so it was the start of the new year. So
that's how you remember.
Yes. Well, I had remembered that, you know, it said 2011 and it was my freshman year, so I thought that I started in 2011, but now I'm realizing it was in January. So I was halfway through my freshman year.
Ah.
Okay. It was 2011, but I started in 2010.
You know, I don't remember what year I started.
You would have started 2008,
9. But I don't know why you wanted to start, why you wanted to place yourself at the year you started instead of when you graduated, and then we could have worked back that way. Because,
well,
you don't forget what year you graduate.
No, I do. I can never remember if I graduated in 14 or 15.
So it's easier to remember what year you were a freshman for you?
No, neither one is easy. Okay. They are both hard. But high school was that year, that was when I was like brain dead, like severely brain dead.
Your senior year?
Junior and senior, yeah.
Both of them?
Yes.
Dang. So you didn't get good function back till after high school?
Well, I had my stroke in April of my junior year, so all I had left was April and May.
Did people talk to you about the stroke and stuff at school?
Yes.
Did they call you stroke girl?
No, but one girl did say when I was having a seizure one time, she said, oh, yeah, some bitch is having a twitch fit in the library.
And you could hear that?
No.
Someone said that,
told
that to
you later? It was gossiped around the whole senior class. And then I confronted her about it, and she said, I did say that, and I'm sorry.
Dang, Megan. Why'd you confront her?
Because it was fucking rude.
Are you going to fight her?
No, I just asked her if she said it, and she said, yeah, and I'm sorry. And I said, we cannot be friends anymore.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Were y'all friends?
Ish.
Dang.
I mean, we weren't friends, but we had a lot of classes together.
I could never picture you doing that in school.
Well, I did. I was very upset.
Because, yeah.
Like, it really hurt my feelings. It's
mean and rude to say.
Yes, and it spread around the whole damn senior class. And so it was really embarrassing.
Some bitch is having a twitch fit.
And my emotions were really out of control because I had an infant and I was in high school. And I was trying to manage that. And I was having like 35 minute seizures at that point.
Dang.
I was very unstable. I was having seizures every single day. I was having seizures that lasted over 35 minutes.
Did they take you to the hospital?
Sometimes. It just depends.
Right. Because now, I mean, when you read stuff, it says any seizures over 5 minutes, you need medical attention.
But like any time that I had one over like 3 minutes, they called. I have rode in an ambulance so many times. So many times.
Damn.
Luckily, though, back then when I rode in ambulances a lot, I was on Sooner Care because if you get pregnant, they put you on if you're like a teenager, they put you on Sooner Care. And so I was on Sooner Care at all this time. And so Sooner Care covers ambulance rides. But so I didn't have to pay for any of those, but it's like $5,000 for an ambulance ride, I think, if I remember correctly.
$500?
I don't think so.
Really?
I really think it was in the thousands.
That's so expensive. Why? That's a ripoff, dude.
But I think that I'm thinking of the time when I went from McAllister all the way to OKC.
Mm-hmm. In the ambulance? Yeah, that.
Yeah.
If they have to drive you that fucking far.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
And McAllister's even farther from Oklahoma City. It's like 2.5 hours instead of...
With wee-wee-wee-wee-wee all the way there?
No. They keep the lights on, usually, unless it's like... I don't know. They usually keep the lights on, but they don't keep the siren on unless there's like people around.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember... The guy kept annoying me because he kept shaking me awake because I kept drifting off, like drifting. And he would keep shaking me and then he kept asking me fucking questions. Well, he wasn't asking me questions. He was asking me to repeat him. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I guess if you had that bad of seizures, they needed to keep you awake, huh?
No, it wasn't a seizure. It was after the stroke.
Oh.
The trip that they took me from McAllister to Oklahoma City. It's over a 2.5 hour drive to OU Medical from McAllister. And the whole time he was just trying to keep me awake.
Was that the close? Why didn't they take you somewhere else? Like Tulsa?
Well,
surely there's got to be a big neuro center in Tulsa.
I don't know. But they said that
I guess since you're on Sooner Care, you had to go to the OU Sooner Hospital.
Well, Sooner Care goes all across Oklahoma. Okay. But I think that it was probably just the neurology department in Oklahoma City is significantly better. I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah. But OU Medical Center is pretty legit.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's a pretty, like, for, I mean, it's a pretty great hospital.
For Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that come from out of state to go there just because it's like, if people get into OU Medical, that's like people come just to go to that, like, it's a school for medical field.
But anyway, I got off on a tangent.
Yeah, what were we talking about before that?
My the really high school long thing. Seizures.
But how do we get to high school? Oh, we were talking about when you graduated, if we were going to be in high school together.
Yeah. But they would call the ambulance like almost every day. I was taking almost daily ambulance rides to the damn hospital. But it's really annoying because they can't really do anything. Mm-hmm. They just monitor you for a little while to make sure you don't have any more. But they never really did anything. So I was like, quit putting me in the goddamn ambulance. But... they didn't want to be sued, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, they would send me for like 3 minutes. And I felt so bad for my mom. She was always like having to take off work to come get me. And it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an awful time to be my mother. And you know, like if Peyton was seizing out all the time, I'd be stressed. Mm-hmm. And every day after she dropped me off at school, she had to make sure, or she had to worry, is the bitch gonna seize out?
Right.
So I don't know. just a hard time in my life.
Right.
Zero out of ten. Would not go back.
I gotcha. So this is something that I want to ask you about. Thinking about this and our age difference and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, not even recently, I guess this has been a while back, but I've been listening to podcasts and stuff like that, and they talked about it. And I've heard it recently, so I thought, and since we're talking about it, I want to ask you what you think. So there's this like streamer guy, Call Me Carson.
Mm-hmm.
He is like, he's like 19 years old, but he was like talking with like 17-year-olds, like, you know, people who like him, like fans and stuff like that. And who knows, convoluted stuff, like maybe there was pictures, you know, nude pictures of him, her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like he's 19, he's over the age limit, like for, I mean, he's an adult, she's technically not. So it's like child porn. On, if he gets a message from a nude picture, it's like it's considered child pornography. And there's like there's lots of conversation about this. Like, is it wrong? Is it like because it's illegal. Like really, like legitimately, it's illegal. But like on a moral standpoint,
how old did you say she was?
17.
Well, in Oklahoma, 17 is the age of consent.
Yeah, for sex, but not for pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's still child porn until she's 18.
Is it?
Technically.
Never mind.
You don't have to put yourself into it. Just like, what do you think?
I think that, honestly, I don't really think that sending nude pictures should be a thing. Especially when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you don't 100%, 1,000% trust the person. And in high school and at 17, 18, 19, 20, I would say not till 25, I don't think that you should be sending anybody that stuff. Honestly, I don't really think that you should ever send nude pictures. Because the only person I would trust enough to send a nude picture to is going to be the person that I'm like living with. And they don't need a nude picture of me because I'm right there. So honestly, I don't understand nude pictures.
Well, did you always feel this way?
No, obviously, but...
Mm-hmm. So your now, perspective has changed.
Now looking back.
It's a young person thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, because you're all hormoned up and you're like, I look good. I have my young ass body. I'm going to send pictures to this person, man. And they're going to see me.
I miss 17-year-old Megan's body.
So
actually not 17-year-old Megan's. I miss 16-year-old Megan's body.
Because of the pregnancy?
Yeah, I was huge. I was a whale.
But, and so this is what else I was going to, so yeah, that's one part of it. I don't know, but I think when it's very a gray area, because I think I was dating my other girlfriend still when I was 19 and she was 17. But we were, you know, we started dating before that. Like, yeah. I was 17 and she was like 15 or something. So we had a couple years where we were still together. So that's, in my opinion, that's okay. Like, as long as you've had a relationship and everything.
But we're talking about nude pictures.
Yeah. So, but if we were together, like, I was 19, she was 17, and she sends me a picture. We've been in a relationship for like 2 years, and it's still technically, for me to have that picture on my phone, is child pornography. So is it wrong? Should I not ask for pictures from my...
In my knowledge now, yes, it's wrong. But when I was that age, I would say no.
Right. Because there was nothing going to come from that. Like, no one was gonna, she wasn't going to rat me out. But if she wanted to,
yeah,
she could have.
And especially if you're like showing other people.
Yeah, like your bros or whatever. That's messed up. I never showed anybody pictures of anyone that sent me nudes. Never.
Thanks.
That's so bad. That's horrible to do. I and guys would do that to me. They'd be like, hey, dude, check this out. And show me a picture of somebody that was at our school. And it's like, they sent me this. And I'm like, oh, cool, dude. I was like, no way. Really? Yeah. I'm like, awesome. All right, see you later. But so like in high school, I think, so like freshmen are 14, right?
Yeah.
And so there's an 18-year-old senior, 14 and 18. It's 4-year difference. Like, do you ever see, like, a senior date a freshman? Is that kind of fucked up?
Yeah. Most seniors, though, are 17.
Until they graduate, and they're close to being 18.
Yeah, they're very close to being 18, or they've just turned 18.
I turned 18.
At the beginning, that's because you were held back.
Yeah.
Me too. Yep. I was
18 my whole senior year.
I was 18 my entire senior year too, because I turned 18 July 10th before my senior year. So I was 18 my entire senior year, and then I turned 19 the summer after.
Mm-hmm. This is the only defense that I have for that kind of thing. Like, I don't think it's right. When you think about the age. Like, 4 years, 14 and 18. 18, they're like a legal adult with a 14-year-old. It sounds fucked up and in your head when you picture the ages and stuff. But when I go back to high school, like, it's such a weird environment to where I feel like when I was 18, I still felt so weird and young. And it, being at high school with the same... with these people, even though they're younger than me or 14, I still felt like they were, you know, like peers. I mean, they are peers, right? So it wasn't like, I didn't see them as like 14. I just saw them as like a high schooler with me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in that kind of weird context, it's like, you see them every day. They're high school with you.
Yes.
You don't see it as like
4 years younger than you. When I was in high school, it wasn't weird. But now that I'm an adult, it seems weird.
Yeah. And that's my only thing, is like looking back with all the people in different ages. It's like in that environment of high school, I think it would be okay. But once you get out of high school and you're like, say you're 20 with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but...
you have to like... you really can't be there.
And it's like, it's different because, you know, you've been with this person for a long time and you might have built a relationship, but it's just weird.
Right.
But honestly, if you're in your senior year and you get with a freshman, I honestly feel like when you graduate, you're kind of in a different part of your life now. You're not in the same part. You're an adult. You are in a, you're in a job, you are in college, whatever you choose to do, you're in a whole different part. And this person just started their college or their high school career.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird. But I think of college freshmen and seniors differently, kind of.
Like a college freshman and a college senior?
Yeah. Because, I mean, kind of. Not really, but a little bit, just because they're both adults.
Right.
But it's still a little bit weird, but it's a little bit better to me than one being in high school and one being in the real world.
Right.
I think the most I'm really like comfortable with is 1 year apart for... in college, because like right now I'm gonna be 26 and you're gonna be 29, and so to me that's not weird. But
if we were
dating in high school and I was 17 and you were
20,
I think that would be weird. So I'm glad we met when we did.
Is so you were saying in high school we needed to be 17 and 18 or 16 and 17?
Yeah.
What were you talking about with college, though?
I was just saying that I think that it's weird if a freshman...
a 19-year-old.
Like, in high school, I think it's weird if a freshman is with a senior. But then in college, I do not think it's as weird for a freshman to be with a senior, a freshman college student with a senior college student.
Right. And a 19 and a 23-year-old.
Yeah. And the reason that I think that is because they're both adults at this point. I still don't think that it's like an amazing thing, but it's not as weird to me.
Yeah.
Even though it's pretty much the same thing. It's the same age difference, but at least you're both adults.
Yeah, it's so weird, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, we are 3 years apart, so you would have been a junior in college when I'm a freshman.
Yeah. And the other thing, it's like, and you're not fully, your brain is not 100% developed till you're 25. Like, that's what studies say.
Shit, mine still isn't developed.
I know.
I'm lagging.
You're 25, so you're... I know.
Mine's going to be fully developed at 47.
You're going to be able to access 100% of your brain power and...
At 47?
No. Next, tomorrow, you will be.
I've been 25 for a hot minute.
I know. It seems like I've been 28 forever, but I like it.
Yeah, I don't want to be 26. I do not want to lose my dad's insurance. I have my own, but I got a lot of medical issues, so if I don't have two insurances, they start piling up.
So the age difference thing, isn't it weird that what's so crazy to me is like evolutionarily, that's a hard word to say, you are able to have a baby at like 12.
Ew.
Right?
Once you start your period. I didn't start my period till like 13.
So like, let's say 13. You're able to have a baby at 13.
Yeah, except it's a little bit harder because your uterus is not fully developed yet.
Do you think that, like, that's like the 1/10 of your life, basically? Like, if you live to, 100, but if you live to, like, 70, that's like, what would you say? That's like 15% of the way, 18% into the way of your life, you're able to have a baby. You think that's so crazy to me because yeah.
I did it.
We evolved, not at 13.
Not at 13, but
we evolved 17. To like have babies so early so that our species would keep carrying on, yeah. Right? Because we didn't live to 70 back in the day. We lived to like 30 or 40, you know, because predators were killing us or we would die from... starvation or shit like that. I
wish we would evolve up and we couldn't have babies until like 18.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
And that's where our laws and shit are at. Basically, it's like, you know, you're not able to have sex with anyone after you're 18 until they get 18, you know?
Yeah.
So it's so weird that like evolutionary, we evolved to have babies so young. And then I just like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're like we should move the law later to like 20 or something because that would cover more people in high school, like the age of you know, consent or whatever. Mm-hmm. Put it to 20. That'll like keep other people from getting in trouble.
Sounds good.
I guess. I don't know.
Become a...
21. Till you're able... You can't fuck till you can drink.
Become a congressman.
That's too late for that. Like, will you run my campaign?
No. I'd be the worst at it.
Yeah.
First of all, I hate confrontation. Second of all...
Except you don't. You told that bitch, like, stop talking about me. Get your name out my mouth, bitch.
I was hormonal, and it didn't sound like that.
Excuse me. It sounds like a very civil discussion that you had. Did you say this about me?
Hate confrontation.
You're crying while you said it.
Not very creative. Don't like to work hard. Don't like to work after hours.
Sounds great, baby. I'm glad you're a teacher in our country. All right, everybody. That's it for this podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, and don't be too mad at me for missing videos and stuff. I know that right now no one cares, but
we're moving.
We're going to move, and then I'm going to have more stuff going up on the channel, and hopefully, you know, I'll find my groove again. That's it. Megan, you got anything else to say?
Nope.
Bye, y'all.